You should go into work on Monday, pantsless. You'd be like,
hey, I'm here!
Casual Monday! Ooh!
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most pantsless podcast.
Skyler, please put on pants.
My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skyler and Andy. What's up, guys?
What the hell was that from last episode?
Yep. Skyler, please put on pants.
We actually hit a hat trick. All three of us got a clip.
Nice.
What did I get?
You got the best evil laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. What was mine? I trust you, and I hope you trust me. I don't want to ruin that trust. That is my penis. I remember, like, when we were going back through to find that, like, that is my penis part just sounds, like, totally edited in. Yeah. I just said it, like, those words are almost overlapping. I trust you, and I hope you trust me. I don't want to ruin that trust. That is my penis.
Skyler, please put on pants.
Oh, good times.
All right, so, fuck you guys' weeks. I have a story.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been waiting for a day.
So I'm gonna keep. I'm gonna try and keep names anonymous because you know everyone's innocent until proven guilty. Foreshadowing? I don't know. Maybe foreshadowing. I am gonna do that too. So when I refer to myself in the story, I'll refer to myself as Sexton Hardcastle.
Sexton Hardcastle.
Okay. So Sexton
Hardcastle.
Sexton Hardcastle went to work Saturday morning, you know, and this person came in. And they need to ship two cans of soup.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Okay, what?
Was he shady?
No.
All right.
So, two cans of soup. Now, here's the thing. They're going to two different addresses. First of all, cans of soup are like, what, like 75 cents?
Yeah.
A can of soup?
Uh-huh.
A generic can of soup? Okay, so. I run down, you know, the address and everything. And then, because I have so much expertise in my field of work... I know when people are shipping food products, if it's like something like soup that'll last for a while, I give them the standard price, you know, because it won't expire before it gets there.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, our standard shipping. She's like, oh, wait. These need to go overnight.
Wait, it was a chick?
Yeah,
it was a chick.
I was trying to keep that ambiguous, but I guess that's not that important. Anyways, she's like, these need to go overnight.
Overnight?
Okay, here's the story. One time I had a guy run into the store and was like, man, I need to get these documents to, I forget what city, overnight, or I could lose my house.
Oh.
And I give him the price, and he goes, maybe they can get there in 2 days. It's hard to get people to send things overnight. It's extremely hard.
What was the price? Like for
to send them both.
No, for the documents.
No,
the
house.
The documents?
Well, I was wondering about the soup. But
oh, okay. I want to know the documents.
The documents overnight are usually like $30 or something
Damn.
Like that.
All right.
The soup, since they were going to different places, one was like $58 and one was like $64. So they spent, I know their total was $128. They spent $128 to send two cans of soup. That's fucking weird. So I'm packaging these cans of soup, and I'm thinking to myself, like, that's really odd. That's really weird. I don't know what to think about that. So I call, you know, a coworker of mine. I'm like, hey, I just had someone spend $128 to ship two cans of soup. And they're like, that's really weird. I'm like, that's what I said. And they're like, that's almost kind of shady. I'm like, you think so? That was kind of in the back of my head. Like, that's a little shady, isn't it? And my coworker's like, yeah, you should call our boss. I'm like, okay, so. Call my boss. And I'm like, someone just spent $128 to ship two cans of soup. And she goes, that's really weird. And I'm like, I know, that's what I said.
Too bad she wasn't, that's really weird.
Why are you saying it like that? Anyway, so she's like, I've heard stories about this before. People will ship drugs in cans. And do you remember Eric Hoyer had that can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
The can, it looks
so
like a can.
So much for keeping it, like, fucking ambiguous.
Oh, we've said Eric
Hoyer
like 1,000 times.
He's in jail.
Oh, okay.
And he's not part of the story, right? That's a whole other thing. But those kind of cans that have a secret compartment. Well, this wasn't necessarily the same thing, but, you know, it's happened where people send drugs and cans
now,
and stuff.
Now, did the box feel like a can of soup?
Well, no, I had the can of soup.
Oh.
I had the can of soup,
oh,
and I tried shaking it. You know, I shook the hell out of it to see if I could hear anything inside. But I couldn't really hear anything.
Like, so, did you hear liquid?
Well, yeah, let me keep going. Anyway, so she goes, you know, I know that's happened before. You should call our company's number to investigate stuff like this. So I call them, and I was like, hey, someone spent $120 to ship 2 cans of soup. They're like, that's really weird. Like, that's what everyone says. And she's like, yeah, I've heard this before. I've run into this before. People who use cans of soup or pop or something and ship drugs or money back and forth.
Oh, I didn't think about money.
Yeah, you know, payment for them.
Okay.
And so she's like, you know, give me some of the information on it. And she's like, that does stand out, like, as unusual. She's like, so you did the right thing in calling us.
Nice.
Because it's really unusual, and, you should call us if something like this happens. And I was like, yeah, good. Because, you know, if I were to ship drugs, you know, I could lose my job. And, you know, I don't want to be a buzzkill for someone getting the drugs, but I'm sorry, I don't want to lose my job. Unless you're getting PCP, and then I'm keeping the person from ingesting it by, you know, so they don't think they're a moose for 12 hours.
They're fucking Superman.
Matt Runge comes first.
Yeah. Sex in a Hardcastle, damn it.
Fuck.
Anyway.
Sex.
Anyway, so she's like, I'm going to contact someone from the police department that does a lot of this investigation. And he calls me, and he goes, hey, I heard the situation. That sounds really weird. I'm like, I know. Anyway, he's like, so, you know, I'm going to come up there and take a look and everything. So he takes a look.
Was he a cool dude?
Oh, yeah, he was a really cool dude.
Cool.
Anyway, he comes up, you know, he kind of shakes the cans like I did. Shook him even harder than I did. I was kind of worried it was a bomb at one point. So,
can you say that?
Bomb? Bomb, 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 boom.
What? Your windows fucking blast open.
I'm not saying a target. You know?
I'm not saying the White House bomb.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
My wrong is gonna disappear, like, Tuesday.
So.
Sexton Hardcastle.
God damn it, sorry.
Anyway, so
I almost said White Castle.
So a coworker of mine that came up for a little bit actually went to the store near us to see if they could just find that soup.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, they came back and was like, I couldn't find any of it. And he goes, okay, well, that was gonna be my idea. I was gonna take these and just open them. And then we could just send the cans of soup.
Did you guys try to, like, unscrew the bottom?
I didn't. The lady with UPS asked me, like, does it look like it's been changed? I was like, no. But, you know, the officer that came by was, you know, like, twisting it and, like, trying to pull it apart, you know.
Right.
So, eventually, he starts making a lot of phone calls. He's there for about an hour. He's on his laptop looking people up and stuff. And eventually, you know, he makes some phone calls and he comes up to me and tells me that, guess what was inside the cans?
Cocaine.
Soup.
Oh!
Apparently, a local food company in town is starting a new product, and they're sending it 2 cans out for product testing, and they need the information back on Monday. So, yeah, we'll see. And I was like, sorry for wasting your time. He's like, no, you did the right thing. He's like, with the information you had, it seemed really weird, but the information that I got later cleared it up.
He's just leaving. He's like,
so you have like fucking like 3 fire trucks and 8 police cars like outside, just like, put the soup down.
So like,
what?
So like, I keep trying to justify myself, like, because I feel like a douche after that. I'm like, I wasted his time. The lady now thinks that I accused her of shipping drugs.
Wait, was the lady still there the entire time?
He called her.
Oh shit.
To clarify it, and he was. Nothing from what I heard made it sound like she was angry or anything.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
But, you know, I only heard one side of the conversation. Anyway, but it was just the fact that it stood out as so freaking unusual. And at first, like, when I, you know, when I was first packaging them, I wasn't even thinking sketchy. I was just thinking, what the fuck? Why? And then, so, you know, when I started calling people, I got the ball rolling that it was like, it's really weird. And then people are like, I've heard of this before. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I don't want to lose my job for shipping
guy drugs. And his brother said that something like this happened to his roommate.
No, it was more like my boss was like, I know another owner that this happened to. Personally, so yeah.
I'm gonna come in and ship some soup, but in the inside is gonna be those things that shoot out, those little snake peanut things, like wee.
I'm just sending this can of peanut brittle. Yeah. Nothing's more natural than shipping peanut brittle in a can. Go ahead. Open it. Open it.
So, yeah, like, so everyone's telling me, you know, they're trying to console me now. And they're like, no, you did the right thing. You know, you called. It was weird, you know. And that doesn't happen often. You know, I've been working there for a while now. And It was the first time I've ever had a package where I'm like, wait a second. Something's wrong. So it's not like I'm calling every day, like, I got another one.
The Hardcastle light was on. You know.
So,
I'm needed elsewhere.
So, yeah, like, it's fucking soup, man. It's so weird.
Man, you had me thinking it was going to be, like, some awesome, too.
It was $300,000.
And I kept it.
Oh my god, how fucked up would that be? You just
start
getting people's shipments of cans, and you're like, oh, hey.
Just start skimming off the top. Hey, there's $5,000. Hey, you remember when we had the pro podcast setup? Yeah.
Hey, remember that time we didn't have to do the podcast through glass?
No. It's a time warp in here. That was my Saturday.
Oh, I got nothing.
Lost my wallet.
That's right.
And my job.
That's right.
Those are unrelated.
This is like 2 weeks after he was like, I'm really happy with where my life is right now.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I have a bitching job, and I got fired for, quote, appearing to be asleep.
Like, there's a difference between quote. Being asleep and appearing. Appearing well, is wait, like wait, a question.
Skylar, wake up.
Okay. I'm back.
Yeah, I don't think you have a problem with that. But yeah, like Andy was saying.
Yeah, like...
I mean, let me explain the scenario where my third strike was enacted.
Have you made any enemies there in your 2 weeks?
I don't think so. It was actually a hookup from that... My trainer's supervisor.
Okay.
That's the person that gave me the job.
Okay.
But the lights were off, and we had a bunch of computer screens in front of us.
I heard the lights off.
Yeah. We were listening to like a lecture and PowerPoint thing.
Oh, okay.
Every day it's a PowerPoint and lecture. Every day. Occasionally they like to mix it up and do a PowerPoint and a lecture. But usually it's lecture than PowerPoint. So the lights were off. I'm furthest away from the windows. And like all you can really see is like computer screens and the PowerPoint. So, I wear glasses, so usually if people looked at me, they would just see the reflection of my glasses, and I guess that kind of counts as me appearing to be asleep, because you can't see my eyes open. And that's what she put in my little referral paper, is I could not tell if his eyes were open. So...
Is her name Shaniqua?
No. Her name's actually Joyce. Which is weird. It's the first name.
But, yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. So, lost my sweet hookup
job. I didn't know how, like, it doesn't make, lack of positive evidence doesn't mean proof of negative evidence. Yeah. Because she couldn't see that your eyes were open doesn't mean they were closed.
You should go into work on Monday pantsless. Be like, hey, I'm here!
Casual Monday! Ooh! What's happening?
Skylar, is that you back behind me?
I trust you, and I hope you trust me. I don't want to ruin that trust. That is my penis.
Or, you know, just sneak up behind him and go,
would you like to try anal?
And Skylar got laid that Monday.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
You come up behind someone and say that? I'm like,
all right, so you know that the GOP candidate, Rick Santorum?
Yes.
I guess there's a sexual, like, you know, like the...
Yeah, it's Santorum. If you Google it, it's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
And it's like the frothy mixture of lube, fecal matter, and blood or something.
Yeah, from anal.
Associated with anal sex.
It's called the Santorum.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, that Sandstorm. Substance is called Santorum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Sandstorm.
If
Sandstorm.
We're going to have a frothy anal juice for our president, possibly.
Nice. That'll be great.
A black guy or anal juice? Pick a choice.
The black guy.
Yeah. Definitely has a bigger penis.
I don't think I'm going to vote just because I don't like any of the candidates.
And you don't have your wallet.
Huh?
And you don't have your wallet.
I have my social security card. I don't have my voter's registration. No.
Yeah, you're going to need that.
Yes. Well, haven't voted yet. Why start now? I mean, fuck. Fuck it.
It's just one vote, and 60,000 people also say the same thing.
Yeah. If you could all just be in a room. And then it just comes down to the Electoral College, and Bush wins. Oops.
It's because you have to go to the primaries, and then you vote for the delegates, and the delegates vote in the Electoral College. So you got to go to the primaries.
I'll delegate you.
I am going to delegate my task to you, Matthew. God said that one time. But
here it comes.
By a man. And I said no.
All right, let's get it started.
All right. We are going to start with gaming news today. You guys pumped for that?
Yeah,
let's do it.
I like video games. All
right.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
All right, first up, Gabe Newell spoke with Penny Arcade and says, quote, "We will make hardware if we have to."
What?
Elaborate.
Newell says, "If we have to sell hardware, we will. We have no reason to believe we're any good at it. It's more we think that we need to continue to have innovation. And if the only way to get these kind of projects started is by us going and developing and selling hardware, then that's what we'll do."
And it'll take them 5 years to make RAM.
This is kind of funny because now they might have another thing to work on instead of Half-Life 3.
God damn it.
It starts with the chuckles and then like half sentences. Yeah. This is the progression of Andy Rage. Then it's just gonna end. What the fuck, Valve?
Now this isn't the company is currently involved with, but Newell says that it has definitely crossed our mind, but is not the first thing that crossed our mind.
Yeah, it better be fucking Half-Life.
Newell feels that the current method of hardware production needs to change as technology moves forward. We're thinking of trying to figure out how to do the equivalent of the Team Fortress incremental approach in software design and try and follow that in hardware design. So they're going to give your GPU hats.
Oh, okay. Fun.
Have
you seen the picture where someone's like, "I got this really weird off-brand video card and it's a Pop-Tart stuck in a slot"?
Yeah, I have seen that. He also says, "Internally developed proprietary graphic solutions on the consoles, they're all gone. Everything on console space is coming from PC now, and I think that we really need to see the same thing in terms of general attitudes about platforms. I would push them very hard to stop thinking of themselves as being a platform for everything that already exists and start betting on their inventiveness and the benefits that you would get by embracing a more open approach to the internet and game delivery and a game business model that caters to that."
That doesn't make any sense. I know a lot of console-developed engines, like internal ones. There's the Uncharted Resistance engine.
I think what he's talking about is the fact that you can't upgrade your graphics in your PS3.
Okay.
You know, or you can't upgrade the processor or the RAM, and you can't change things out. And,
yeah.
You know, those things are pretty much set.
Would that be a crazy console? Like one that you could...
It would last
for a while.
Well,
it'd be a computer,
though. Yeah, it'd basically be a computer, but I mean, you know, it could be without an operating system.
Yeah.
And it would have the console system on it.
Yeah.
He also says, "I think you either embrace the new approaches or you go away. I mean, Sega and Atari and a lot of others, Vectrex and Commodore, you either figure out how to move forward or you get left behind."
You mean Left 4 Dead? That would have been a good one.
Nice. Very nice.
So, didn't they say that the next game that's going to be coming out will have a 3 in it?
Yeah. So that leaves, like, Portal, Team Fortress...
Half-Life Left 4 Dead.
And Left 4 Dead. I swear to fucking God, if it's Half-Life, or if it's Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead. Introducing Left 4 Dead 3 and 4. Two complete games. Well, we worked on them both, release them on the same day.
You played Portal 2, right?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I don't understand where they'd put Portal 3. Like, I don't know,
but it sold well, so.
In the jungle.
Yeah.
Portal 3. You get your Portal gun, and you're out in the open. Portal 3 meets Assassin's Creed. Eat it, bitches.
Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Portal.
All right, this next story is from the Andy News Analysis League, otherwise known as ANAL, otherwise known as the premier news organization on the podcast.
Did you not get my story?
Oh, I got your story.
Oh, okay. Well, then okay.
Oh, hey. Be nice, guys.
Video game has hidden message offering jobs to pirates. Video game publishers normally include a variety of copy protection methods designed to stop pirates from distributing their titles.
Arr.
But most games still end up available for free download on torrent sites within days of their official release.
Yarg.
Now, one developer has taken a new approach to fighting pirates.
Arr.
By offering them a job.
Yarg.
You need a job.
I do need a job. And I am making some bitchin' pirate noises.
When Syndicate, a sci-fi shooter developed by Starbreeze Studios, was released this week, Reddit user MikeManDK noticed a .info on the file game disk. This was unusual because Such files are not normally found with genuine copies of the game, but rather added by game pirates to brag about their illicit releases.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know this.
Yeah. This current info file has very little things on there. First, it says, insert disc, play. The file then also offers pirates a chance to join the legitimate games industry, asking, are you bored with watching from the sidelines, ready to make the switch? It sounds like they're trying to turn people to be gay. Skyler, are you bored from watching from the sidelines? You ready to make the switch?
Come on, man, just do it.
Come to our side.
Just do it.
I don't want to. Come on.
Just come on. Let's make the switch. Yeah. As well as listing desirable skills and giving instructions on how to contact Starbreeze to apply for a job. The developers sign off with a plea for pirates to consider their hard work before downloading their game for free. They say over 100 people spent several years of their lives making this game. If you like what you play, please consider purchasing it if you haven't.
Well, there's that one like indie game pack that always goes up like annually or
Humble Bundle or whatever.
Yeah, and you can buy it for however much, and it like gives you like the bare minimum it costs to like
it's like a dollar.
Just keep the lights on or something. But yeah, you can pay 1 cent, and you know that'll qualify. But then they'll be like, "Come on, man, we worked hard on these games." Fuck it, man. I don't care.
You start getting text messages and phone calls like, "Come on, man."
Love
Gee,
you.
Come on.
It's like fucking Eeyore bothering me. Breaking up with Eeyore.
Come on.
All right, guys. Mass Effect 3 is coming out next Tuesday. Excited?
No.
No.
The demo was shit.
Really?
I played it.
I heard a lot of people saying it was really good.
I've always given it a try, but I've never liked it.
Yeah, I've never been a Mass Effect fan either. I recognize that it's a good game for a lot of people, but I just...
Yeah, when I first played Mass Effect, it was a lot like when I first played Haze.
When I played Mass Effect, it made my mass erect.
Ho.
Or we can make a porno called Ass Effect.
Yeah, well, when I first played Mass Effect, it was a lot like when I first played Haze. I'm not sure if you guys have played Haze.
Yeah, I remember that. That was made by the Time Splitters guys.
I played the...
How mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
It was... I played the demo for both. And I was just like, nah.
Arrgh.
Arrgh. That's my best Mr. Krabs impression.
It's Popeye.
Yeah.
Damn it, that's Popeye.
But I have three stories about Mass Effect here. First, we'll start off with Mass Effect will not feature intrusive DRM, or digital rights management. EA revealed last month that its Origin service would be a mandatory requirement to play Mass Effect 3 on PC. Yes.
Is Mr. Krabs Popeye? Because they both have like really bottom-heavy arms and have the same laugh. I feel that if Popeye smoked like 3 packs a day for a year, he'd be Mr. Krabs. And got sunburned.
Yes. I don't know how to move on from that, so... BioWare's Casey Hudson made some comments to CVG... noting that gamers can still play Mass Effect 3 online. See, what gamers are worried about is that the fact that you have to mandatorily download Origin might be a DRM tactic.
Yeah.
It's
kind of like Steam.
Yeah. She says, we use Origin, and it's interesting because really it's just a way to get access to the online and digital features that, you know, generally PC games have now. I think people are going to be fine with it. I think that people who try Mass Effect 3 on Origin will realize it's not an intrusive DRM scheme. It's just a way for you to sign up for the online services that you're going to get on an ongoing basis through Mass Effect 3. Just like you get with any other kind of online digital distribution or multiplayer or whatever. It's not something that requires you to always be online. You can play Mass Effect 3 offline.
But don't worry about it taking up half your processing power in your RAM. Don't worry about that.
BioWare also says Mass Effect 3 will require a one-time authorization, and you can install it as many times as you like.
Dun, dun, dun.
I just love how the quote included, or whatever. That really increases.
Or whatever.
You know, whatever you want. I don't know. Just do whatever. I don't care.
All right, now an awesome promotional tactic for Mass Effect 3. BioWare has released weather balloons carrying several copies of the game that took off from New York, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Berlin, London, and Paris. Each unit will be outfitted with a GPS tracking device for fans to track them down when they finally land. So if you're one of the lucky few to pinpoint its location, you get a copy, all yours for the taking. Earlier, like, you know, this was earlier this week, so about 2 weeks before the game
released. I've seen some pictures on...
Dude, that's going to end up in the Atlantic Ocean. and no one's going to be able to get it.
I've seen pictures of people on Dig who've found copies.
From what I saw, there's only, like, I think there's only, like, 5 copies. For each city.
Start shooting flat guns into the air.
I saw one that was, this guy looked like he was out in the desert in the middle of the night, and he was holding a Mass Effect 3 copy, so maybe that was a Las Vegas one.
Maybe, yeah.
Start shooting it out of the sky. Oh, man, this would be perfect for all your gun sound effects.
Oh, shit, sorry. Say something.
He would be like... Oh, yeah. And then the game would fall to the ground.
And crash.
Do you not have that one? There you go.
And then fly back up.
Troll-a-lo-lo-lo. All right, moving right along.
All right, now to move on from, I guess, you know, good things about Mass Effect to a... Mass Effect 3 DLC leaks onto Xbox Live Marketplace.
What's up with that?
Someone leaked the DLC onto the Xbox.
No, what's up with that?
Oh, okay, I thought the way you said it was like, yeah, how about that Xbox? It's like, what do they have to do with it? Mass Effect 3's first downloadable content has been leaked on the Xbox Live Marketplace, called From Ashes. The DLC was briefly available for 800 Microsoft points and carried the following description: unearth lost secrets from the past and recruit the Prothean squad member in Mass Effect 3, From Ashes.
Dun, dun, dun.
From Ashes is believed to be the same content included in the Mass Effect 3 Collector's Edition, which was previously described as a classified bonus. And there is also an
update
on the story. BioWare said, "We're happy to confirm that Mass Effect 3 From Ashes DLC will be available at launch for all platforms." You fuckers. There should never be launch day DLC. It should be on the fucking disc. I know some people are like, "Oh, well, you know, they have to finalize the game earlier. So, you know, after they finalize the game, it's still a while before release, so they work on DLC." It's like, I shouldn't have to spend $60 and then also spend like $10 to get the DLC.
Yeah. At Mass the same Effect time, puts yeah. out a lot of DLC.
Yeah. It's like, at least give us a few weeks with the game, you know?
Mm.
You know, that's, you know, exactly. You just don't want a fresh new game and then you're already adding to it. Like, let people play the game first.
It's sort of like meeting a girlfriend and then finding out that she has all these problems. And it's like, okay, we'll work through this one. And then we'll work on to the next one. And it's like, by the way, there's like 4 more problems coming out in a month. I don't know what scenario that would work, but
I'm pregnant. I have herpes. You have AIDS.
My ex-boyfriend's getting out of jail.
Have fun.
It's a good clip. All right, guys, that will do it for gaming news.
What kind of news?
Gaming.
Gaming news.
Stop playing footsie with me when you say that.
K-Man news?
This is good. Let's move on.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news. That's really funny that Woe played, because Camilla just texted me. She's like, "My dad's watching this horrible Keanu Reeves movie."
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Google, Microsoft, and Netflix want DRM-like encryption in HTML5.
Really?
Really, really.
For what?
To protect content creators.
I don't... What the hell does Netflix use it for?
Movies. I guess they don't want them...
Like, they stream their movies through HTML5? I thought it was like a movie streamer, like YouTube.
I don't know.
I bet the player is made out of HTML5 because YouTube's HTML player.
So apparently they're looking for DRM-like encryption so they can verify that you are the owner of the content. Mm. You know, it's not a pirated version. But as we all know, DRM is usually a pain in the dick.
Yeah.
Because it's like every 5 seconds, "Hey, what? Show me your receipt." Yeah, exactly. That'd be like if you're eating McDonald's or something. You take half a bite of a chicken nugget. The manager comes over and is like, "I need to see your receipt." And you're like, "Here it is." "Okay, carry on." You take the other bite and you're like, "Where's your receipt for that?" Right here.
I remember one time at Culver's, the general manager made this huge note about people stealing food, so we had to have a receipt when we ate in the back. But one time, this kid was sitting in the back eating, and he was almost done, and he threw away his receipt, and the manager came back. He's like, "Where's your receipt?" And the guy's like, he stole it, obviously. But he's like, oh, I threw it away. So the guy dumped over the trash can and started going through the trash looking for it.
Oh, fuck. What I would do is if I was on the register there, I would just reprint a receipt for a meal that I would like.
Like you would just like flash it every now and then.
Yeah. Here it is.
It's from 2009.
Oh, I would reprint a receipt from that day.
I'll reprint your receipt. All right, I'm done.
All right, this next story is from the Skyler News Organization. Otherwise known as Snow, otherwise known as the premier news source on this podcast.
I don't really care.
Okay, then fine, it's not.
I do my job.
I don't care. Well, then it's a shit news organization.
Okay, a concept Fujitsu Lifebook comes with removable smartphone, tablet, and digital camera. This thing looks pretty sweet.
Oh, is it that one that like all transformable and shit?
It looks.
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet. See if you want to.
Essentially,
take a
look at that. What happens?
Yeah,
is
I've
like,
seen that.
You close it and you can like pull out a smartphone and a digital camera, and then when it's opened up, you can like pull out a tablet, and then that works.
Because that won't be like $3,000.
Yeah.
The laptop would feature fitted slots for various smart devices that you could connect to the laptop itself.
It's probably going to be Android.
Yeah.
Probably. Basically, when you plug in the digital camera, one, you have a camera on the other end of your laptop now, but it also will import photos. You can put photos back on your camera. Your smartphone can be used as like a data transfer or like an MP3 player. When you plug it in, you can then use it on your laptop. And
wouldn't
one
be able to tether with it too? Like that seems like that'd be fairly easy to do.
Probably.
They'd probably have to pay for tethering.
Okay. Unless you have that one app.
Yeah, I don't know if that app's still up. The one thing that kind of seems like it sucks is that the tablet fits where the keyboard's supposed to go on the laptop. So you can't use the laptop without plugging in the tablet. Because
so
it's a keyboard.
Would it have a screen and then tablet keyboard?
Yeah. And you can also apparently use the tablet as another display, kind of like a big Nintendo DS.
It seems kind of redundant.
Redundant to have a keyboard?
Well, a tablet as a keyboard when you could have just plugged it in as the screen.
It's almost as redundant as like a runaway gypsy. Okay, continue.
Shut up.
But it does seem pretty cool. They say using the tablet as a keyboard is supposed to be a cost-cutting measure, so they don't have to make a keyboard.
So when one day when you fucking are just
the screen of your tablet like breaks.
Oh, fuck!
When you're like,
oh, fuck!
But it seems very cool. Also, they say that when you plug all the devices in, you can combine the processing power.
The
with our powers combined.
The digital camera has like a quad-core processor in it.
We fucked up. Look how fast I can take pictures.
That's 8,000 frames per second.
Yeah. Quad-core.
That'll be ridiculous.
All right, guys. Google is done with Clearwire. Intends to sell off shares for a huge loss.
What is Clearwire exactly?
Clearwire was supposed to be a mobile broadband service. It's 4G WiMAX.
Oh, I remember WiMAX.
But fell behind the carrier standard of LTE.
Yeah, all right. I remember
WiMAX. Now, Google bought into WiMAX.
So did Sprint.
Yeah. Well, you see, the problem with Google or with WiMAX is that it just... It didn't become like a standard. LTE is easier to implement.
Yeah.
Google, though, so many things that Google is in fail. How the fuck is Google still around? It's like every week you're like, well, Google's selling off its shares of this it bought into. It's like, I think YouTube. YouTube kept it afloat and their search engine, but they bought into one thing that is working for them.
Well, I mean, they got their own products that keep them afloat. Gmail, Google Advertising.
Google Ads. I forgot about Google Ads. Yeah.
That's probably going to be their money maker.
See, but they're going to start selling their shares tomorrow, actually. Right now, this is the 26th of February. They're going to sell them on the 27th of February.
Let's buy some.
For $1.60 per share.
Let's buy some. Let's buy this failing product.
Yeah. Dude, what if it took off, though?
That'd be fucking crazy.
Like, what if it turns out, like, the person that made LTE, like, ate children? And so everyone's like, whoa, we can't use LTE. Whoa, distance ourselves from that. We're going back to 4G WiMAX.
Why is like
and all three of us are like money?
We're sitting here with like a nearly controlling interest in it. We're like,
Oh, all I had to spend was $10.
Matt, why is it like your go-to thing is eating children and pains in the dick? Is there something going on at home?
Why is your go-to thing being not funny?
Oh, that's not what your mom said.
Right, as your mom comes down, like, I got a platter of baby hearts.
Mom, get upstairs. We'll talk about this later.
Not now.
Well, I'll put your spiked dick cast away then.
Ah, arg.
All right, China. A lot of knockoff products in China. By the way, someone shipped off a knockoff tablet.
Oh, really?
And they were like, this stupid thing doesn't work. I hate tablets. It had a knockoff Pentium logo on it. Intel Pentium.
Really?
Yeah. It was like Chinese lettering.
But they bought it on eBay.
Oh, they had to have. It was clearly a knockoff of something that was supposed to be better.
The iPad.
Well, there was like a knockoff Apple Store or knockoff World of Warcraft fucking theme park. So
yes. Yeah. China has arrested people and seized their product, which is an iPhone-branded gas stove.
What?
It's just a gas stove that says iPhone and has the Apple logo on it.
What?
Where is the logo?
Probably on the door.
No, it's right. Yeah, it's right on the front. I'll show you that there. It says iPhone.
Oh, wow. It looks like something from the 1980s, too.
Yeah, so you could fry eggs on your iPhone.
Jesus Christ.
Take a look at that, Skyler. iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
So they've seized the product and arrested the people involved.
Huh.
So they actually did something about this time. Yeah.
It has like touch screen burners. Just like, I have to check my email. Ow! Ow!
Oh, Angry Birds. Ah!
All right, guys. And our final story for technology news has to do with... Looking for my drop. There it is.
The Three at Combo Podcast.
Anonymous. really, they're not really doing something bad, but, you know, I just had to play those two clips together. The National Security Council said, it's NSA. What the fuck does that stand for?
National Security Agency.
Agency? Yeah. Okay.
Association?
It's probably agency.
That's either one.
Government thing. Anyway, the NSA has said that activists like Anonymous could have the power to take down the national electric grid.
Why would he give them ideas?
Well, first of all, why would you tell us that if someone has the power to take down electric grid? Second of all, why can't you stay ahead of the curve?
Well, I bet they say that.
Fear-mongering.
So people,
bam! Oh,
yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Anonymous has claimed that the NSA is, you know, practicing fear-mongering. And they even said, why would we take down something that we need? The way we distribute ourselves is through the internet. Why would we take down the electric grid and not be able to connect to the internet? We need electricity. They're like, this is an attempt at the NSA trying to promote fear-mongering so people will fear us when we're trying to protect people.
Yeah.
And they even say in a video that hospitals need electricity. We wouldn't do that and kill bunch of people.
At least they have morals.
And at the end of the video, they say, we are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. And this time, don't expect us. Because they're not going to take down the power grid.
Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff where it's just like, okay, guys, what's Anonymous going to, what are we going to say they're going to take out next? Children's hospitals. They can hack into the IVs.
Yeah, you're right. The government should be staying ahead of that shit.
They should be. I mean... Yeah, come on.
Don't pull a PlayStation.
Well, I mean, when all technology is gone, then we can all just LARP.
Yeah.
Yes. Finally a good excuse to LARP.
Lightning bolts! Sleep. Lightning bolts!
Sleep! Sleep!
Senator Joe Lieberman, an independent out of Connecticut, has been advocating a force for the U.S. government to censor the American people, calling to develop an internet shutoff switch.
Yeah, that's not going
to
work.
To combat people like Anonymous. Now, he says this, and I swear to God, this is the worst fucking argument ever, or the worst thing you could say. He says, right now, China can disconnect parts of its internet in case of war. We need to have that, too. No one in politics would ever say, we need something China has.
You know what North Korea has? A big a big border around that no one can actually get out. What if we have that, except reversed? Keep out the Mexicans.
It's like, you know what Iran has? A religious council that's higher than the president. We need that for our country.
Christians all the way. I'm tired of the Jews secretly being in charge of everything.
You know Lieberman's a Jew, though. So
you know what I'm sick of seeing? Women's faces. Let's cover them.
Let's cover all those up.
You know what Britain has? Really shitty weather and worse food. We need to get that here.
Just move to Seattle.
We need to ban toothbrushes, too, if we want to be like them.
All right. You know what this country does that other countries aren't doing right now? Moving on to news.
not drilling a joke into the ground.
Oh, yeah. I drilled into the ground. I made two.
I drilled your mom into the ground.
Let's move on.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. A Pennsylvania boy, Ryan Marquise, survived a condition that caused him to be born with his heart outside of his body.
Cool.
How old is he?
Right now he is 3.
Oh, okay.
You see, he had the condition where his heart pretty much forms outside of his body. There's a picture of a little boy. Like, you haven't seen enough of those. No, it doesn't have a picture of the...
Why does it say graphic photo below?
I don't... Oh, here it is. Click here to see the graphic photo. Loading. Oh, JavaScript void. Of course, Opera. Hold on. We got this. Go on the fly. Opening Chrome.
Okay, so I have a story about that, actually.
Right. Really?
Well, not this specific boy born with a heart outside his chest.
Okay.
But I was at Taco Bell with a few of my friends, and I ordered the beefy crunch burrito, and when I got it, one of the Fritos was on the outside. And the thing I compared it to was someone being born with the heart outside their chest. And I'm like, guys, you know how sometimes when a kid is born with his heart outside his chest, that's what I feel I'm looking at. And then my friend immediately turns to me and goes, who the fuck has that kind of reference? Like, that's the first thing you came to? I got to check out this photo.
That poor boy. It looks painful.
Yeah.
I had a burrito like that once.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so he was born with that condition, which is called ectopia cordis. 5 out of 1 million babies born with that survive.
Damn.
He was also stricken with a defect that caused the left side of his heart to just not even work.
Oh.
So he had half a good heart that's outside of his body.
Oh.
Now, they gave him multiple heart surgeries, and fucking the kid's still alive. He's 3 years old now.
Sweet.
Amazing.
He's going to be like 22 at a bar, be like, hey, have half a heart. Let's do this. Or when he's breaking up with the chick, she's like, how could you do this? Be like, I have half a heart.
I only got half a heart, bitch.
You know what would be really amazing? If this was the kid Nightingale gave birth to.
He's 3.
I know. That would also be impressive that it was.
He grew 3 years and 6 months.
She held it in for so long.
She grew up. He grew up, and she's just like, fuck it, I'm in the middle of a bar exam, 2-year-old, slamming out. Blood everywhere.
All right, our next story here is one of our new segments. Ooh. WTF, also What the Florida.
Yeah.
We need to get a drop for that one.
What the Florida. A man out of Bradenton, Florida, was arrested in the wee hours of Thursday morning after trying to rob 2 men. He then got pepper sprayed in the face, dropped his gun, and ran away. He then came back later and tried to buy the gun back for $40.
No way.
Only to get pepper sprayed in the face yet again. Police say Cedric Mitchell barged into a motel room at 12:30 a.m. and asked 2 men staying in the room for pills. But when they said they didn't have any, Mitchell pulled out a handgun from his waistband and demanded everything you got. One of the men then pulled out pepper spray, sprayed him in the face, the man dropped his gun and ran off.
Wow. What the Florida?
He then came back, tried to buy the gun for $40, sprayed in the face, ran away again. Officers chased Mitchell down, at which point he was arrested. He's currently being held with no bond in Manatee County Jail.
I didn't know him, sir.
Manatee County. How'd you like to live in Manatee County? Most awkward thing in the sea.
Sea cow.
Moo.
But I'm a manatee.
No, you're sea cow.
I have a layer of blubber that keeps me warm in the ocean.
Mmm. You sound just like Dylan. I've heard him say that.
That was
Jim Gaffigan.
That was Jim Gaffigan, yeah. We just did the bit.
Okay.
He didn't know we just...
Well, no, the voice sounded just like Dylan.
Yeah, right. The manatee is on like the Maury show or something.
Do you?
And someone out of the crowd's like, that sea cow needs to lose weight. And he's like, I'm a manatee.
Yeah, whatever, sea cow.
Do you guys still have Dylan's number?
I don't know.
We should prank call him.
We were trying. Do you have it? Because we were trying to find.
Oh, that's right. Skylar and I were talking.
It might
like,
be in my old phone.
You still have your old phone?
Yeah.
We were trying to see where he works now.
Taco Bell?
No, he does not still work at Taco Bell. I asked when I went there.
Does he have a Facebook?
Funny thing. Same thing with the heart outside the chest. Same burrito. I was at Taco Bell. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to bring something back that didn't need to be brought back.
Was it was it like Dill Eon, like I-O-N, or just Dylan?
I-O-N. Yeah, I-O-N. Dylan. Oh, I made the cap. Something Skylar can't do.
Oh.
I easily have the hardest shot from here.
McDonald's has brought a new product onto the menu in South America. More specifically, the Argentine city of Mendoza. Guess what they have on the menu now?
AIDS burger.
That you can get with a double cheeseburger and a beef empanada.
Empanada. What the hell is an empanada?
Fried bugs. I don't know. I don't know, man.
I react to that, and Andy's like, come on. Wine.
Oh, cool.
You can now get wine in the city of Mendoza in Argentina.
Cool. Weird thing to add.
Yeah.
That city is actually the wine capital of Argentina.
No, okay. That makes sense then.
Okay. I mean, like...
I've already booked my plane tickets.
Is that like per glass, or can you buy a bottle then, or is it good wine? Is there a selection?
They said it is good wine because it comes from that city, and it's a very good. They make a lot of good wine.
It's got Ronald McDonald
brand wine.
It's got Ronald McDonald shit faced on the front of it. Like,
it's 187 milliliter glass.
It's a pretty solid size.
Yeah, a bottle of wine is usually 750 milliliters. So unless like you're hardcore and you're like me and you get the 1.5 liter.
1.5.
Those boxes can get big.
No, those are 5 liters.
Matt, the leading expert on wine sizes. We should try and polish off a box of wine, see how coherently we can do the podcast.
We did the beer bong episode of Three Way of Awesome.
Oh my
me.
God. Yeah, that right after fun. You turned 21.
Yeah, that was fun.
And you got Diana kept walking out to get it washed. And, like, your parents were like, Andy, you're drinking too much.
Don't drink.
Oh. Okay, so this story is kind of a lengthy one, so.
I don't owe you a blowjob.
Strap in.
This does not count as a blowjob. It's ripped on the corners.
You just said this does not count as a blowjob.
Twice, so that's going to be a drop.
All right, so. Okay, guys, you want a meal from Denny's, but you don't want to pay for it. How do you do it?
Would you stop?
That's bothering me.
I would say that they messed up my meal before, and I was told I got a free meal.
Okay, yeah, very.
Because that would work at Panera really well.
Yeah, very, very concise one there. Skylar, how would you do that?
Dine and dash. I'd get whoever I was dining with to go start the car. And then I'd leave.
Please say a Wisconsin man took the Denny's restaurant chain slogan, America's Diner is always open, too far. Marching into one of the restaurants, announcing he was the new boss and cooking himself dinner.
Sweet!
James Summers walked into a Madison Denny's on Tuesday, dressed in a maroon tie and a black trench coat.
Hmm.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Maroon tie and black trench coat.
Is that the only thing he was wearing?
No, apparently he was wearing clothes.
Oh, damn.
And carrying a briefcase, according to police.
Oh, damn. Really, Andy?
That would have made really it. That would have made an interesting story.
Well, it is going to get interesting. Right. It's going to get better. Right. According to police, he strode into the manager's office, told her he was the new general manager, and then fixed himself a burger, fries, and soda before police arrived. As he was being taken away, he goes, "This is why you don't dine and dash, kiddies." Police also found a stun gun in his hip holster and crack pipes in his briefcase.
You keep that in your briefcase? Really?
He came in. I'm the new general manager. Here. Here's your crack pipe. I brought them.
Crack pipes for everyone. It's my birthday.
According to the release, Mr. Summers entered the Denny's and found the restaurant manager, Tracy, counting out the day's receipt in the back office. He announced he was the new general manager and would be starting work that evening. Brandt challenged him, saying corporate headquarters hadn't notified her of any new general manager. She had suggested he had the wrong restaurant. But Summers maintained his story, growing more confrontational after Brandt told him she didn't believe him. He told her he was starting and that was final. Investigators said in the complaint that she was able to get Summers out of the office and close her door. She then called a hiring manager who confirmed Summers did not work for Denny's. While she was on the phone, her cooks knocked on her door and told her that Summers had prepared himself a meal. He was in the middle of eating when Brandt confronted him again. She told him he didn't work for Denny's and that he had to leave. He then shot back and said he had worked for Denny's for 30 years. Brandt wasn't going to tell him he couldn't work there. When Brandt asked him how he was going to pay for his $10 meal, he told her he wouldn't and couldn't pay for it.
Here's some crack.
Paying crack pipes.
You can take what's in my briefcase. I just want a burger.
Have my tie and my trench coat.
Oh, looks like I'm naked under here.
Oh, no.
Who's naked and burns dick on the fryer?
That would suck. I like crispy balls.
Yes.
Pain in the dick.
$10 million of liquid meth was found inside a truck outside of an Arlington Taco Bell.
I did not know meth was liquid.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until I saw that headline.
Well, you know what? I have experience with thinking food products are dangerous. And it's probably just taco sauce. You know, that's what I'm going to say. Can't be liquid meth. It's probably taco sauce.
$10 million. Why it's so good.
An international investigation led police to an Arlington Taco Bell. On Tuesday, officers found 20 gallons of liquid methamphetamine inside a fuel tank of a 1997 Ford F-250. Officers estimate the street value of the meth to be more than $10 million.
It was sitting in the fuel tank?
In the fuel tank.
Dude, what if someone fucking turned the key on that?
The truck starts cleaning.
Starts the ignition. The wheels just start scrubbing. There's foam coming up.
The truck is registered in Mexico and had been tracked since it crossed the United States at Eagle Pass. Officers believe the liquid meth was supposed to be removed and converted into crystal meth for distribution locally and nationwide. The driver of the pickup, who law enforcement officers had under surveillance, was able to escape without capture. The case remains under investigation.
Well, at least they got the meth.
I think I know how they do this. Ford F-250s have two gas tanks. Yeah.
All right.
So what, like, you only let it get halfway down before you fill it up again?
There's probably some way to close it off or something.
It has two separate gas tanks, so when you fill it up, there's two separate holes you need to fill up.
Got it.
So, you know, they're independent from each other.
Oh, okay.
So they probably put it in the second one, or, you know, the one that it only uses if the first one gets down there.
All
right. Okay.
So that's how you sneak $10 million worth of heroin, or methamphetamine, I'm sorry, into the country.
Yeah, I didn't know meth could be liquid.
The more you know. But that will do it for the news desk for this week.
That was a good episode.
Yes.
We got another one out of the way.
Say out of the way like it's a chore.
Now I got to go home and do my V and F.
PVF. Oh, wait. You got the V. Okay. Yeah. Then you just need your P and your F.
Yep.
I guess I covered all the bases.
I, on the other hand, need to do PPPVVV because I've already done FFF.
Plenty of times.
Yeah.
I love how there's like NoFap February, and I'll get like 2 days in, and I'm just like, yeah, this isn't happening.
Why even try anymore?
Yeah.
What's the point? Why even pretend you're going to try?
Have you ever been down here and someone's walked out, and you're just like...
Have I been down here and someone's just walked down here?
Like, effing.
Down here?
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't. You know,
this is a public area. Why would I?
That's like doing that.
That door has a window on it.
It's maybe like doing that in your kitchen.
It's effing. Extreme effing. You just look at the window.
That's like going to your grandma's house and just fucking doing it in the living room, hoping she doesn't turn the corner.
Yeah. I hope grandma doesn't turn around. Grandma, don't turn around. Look in the back of your head.
You're watching the window, sweat, and you're like, I can do this. I can do this. don't move.
What's worse is like right when it's about to happen, and then someone walks in, she's like, point of no return. Fuck,
you just,
I'm going.
You just sit there like,
I'm going.
Hey.
Avert your eyes.
What you
I'm
doing?
Going for it. Fuck it. Don't look at me.
I'm washing bleach down here.
So, on that note, that will conclude this podcast. Find us on gpxgaming.net. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. We're on YouTube, search 3hitcombopodcast. Twitter.com, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. The number 3 PC stands for podcast. And, of course, email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So, for Skyler and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The top of 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 the top of